السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. When the American killing machine hides behind slogans of quote-unquote cooperation and quote-unquote eternal friendship. Translated, O people of Tunisia, at a time when the United States of America is providing the Jewish entity with an unprecedented air bridge to transport hundreds of high-destruction bombs and all types of military ammunition from its bases in the United States, Europe, and the Middle East, at a time when it supports massacres, holocausts, and destruction, while demanding the resistance surrender its weapons and enforcing the forced displacement of the people of the Gaza Strip, scattering them across the globe, the announcement by the Public Affairs Office of the United States Fifth Fleet in the statement published by the U.S. Embassy in Tunisia, delivering two island-class 34-meter-long Coast Guard vessels to the Tunisian state, comes to deceive public opinion in Tunisia into thinking that this is in service of Tunisia's maritime security and regional stability, as part of the so-called U.S.-Tunisian Maritime Partnership, with the statement claims that lasted for 220 years. In the face of this misleading statement, the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya, Tunisia, would like to clarify the following. First, America's delivery of two vessels to the Tunisian Navy serves American objectives in our country and the region, under the pretext of its, quote, firm commitment to maritime presence and partnership around the world, end quote. Second, the claim that the vessel delivery celebrates 220 years of American-Tunisian maritime partnership is a fabrication and a distortion of history. Our country belongs to a deep-rooted nation, the Islamic Ummah, and its foreign relations over the mentioned 220 years have fallen under the framework of the Ottoman Caliphate, Uthmani Khilafa, with other nations and states. Third, this delivery is part of the American strategy of dominance and colonialism, especially after its strategic partnership was imposed on our country outside the NATO alliance, allowing it to violate our land and ports under the guise of its, quote, firm commitment to maritime presence and partnership around the world, end quote. O Muslims in the land of Al-Zaytuna, O descendants of the heroic Mujahideen, it pains us deeply that the Ummah's forces are being involved shoulder to shoulder in sinful American military maneuvers, and we are further aggravated by the deception and mockery practiced by the American enemy against our wounded Ummah, wounded by its own rulers who have brought it humiliation and incapacity. This will not be lifted except by returning the rule of Islam under the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. Indeed, the awaited tomorrow is near. Those who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek with them honor through power? But indeed, honor belongs to Allah entirely. Surah An-Nisa, 139. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.